This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To further combat inflation, we will not only be reducing the cost of energy, but we'll be ending the flagrant waste of taxpayer dollars. And to that end, I have created the brand new Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE.
Perhaps you've heard of it. Which is headed by Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight. Thank you, Elon. He's working very hard. He didn't need this. Thank you very much.
That was President Trump last night giving his speech, joint address to Congress, and he was mentioning Elon Musk there at the end, and he's right. He doesn't need it. But you had some Democrats holding signs like Elon is stealing. Yeah, because he's one of the wealthiest people in the world. He needs to... rip off money from the American taxpayers. The Democrats are so weak. They have nothing. Here's, I'm going to give you another example. Pocahontas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said it. Elizabeth Warren, she was sitting right there. I'll tell you about that in a second, but first I want to thank everybody who signed up for the Bob Rose Golf Scramble Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. 100% of the proceeds benefit the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County. Fantastic work they do. It's going to be at the beautiful Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. We could use some volunteers, though, if you're available on Friday, April 4th. We'd love to have you out and volunteering. Just give a call to Mark Johnson at the ARC. That's Mark Johnson at 352-246-3516. And thank you once again for another stellar sellout year and raising funds for the developmentally disabled. Proud to be associated with. Again, thank you for your continued support. Couldn't do it without you. President Trump needling Senator Elizabeth Warren, belittling the Massachusetts Democrat with his favorite nickname for her, Pocahontas, during the address last night. The taunt came after Trump mocked Democrats for wanting to keep supporting Ukraine with military aid in its war with Russia over the next 5 years, which prompted Warren to clap. And then she kept clapping even as the president ridiculed her. The United States, he says, has sent hundreds of billions of dollars to support Ukraine's defense. And there was actually, that's one of the few times that the Democrats clapped the entire evening, even when they were honoring people who got murdered by illegals, honoring a 13-year-old who survived cancer, wants to be a police officer. Yeah, never the Democrats wouldn't applaud. But they did a little bit for aid for Ukraine.
Of course.
Trump says, you want to keep it going for another 5 years? And it was clear he was singling out Warren, looking at her. Pocahontas says yes.
That's great.
Warren clapped enthusiastically, even up the pace of her clapping, with a grin on her face, despite Trump's broadside. Trump branded Warren Pocahontas for years, alluding to her controversial claims of having partial Native American heritage.
But Bob, her grandma had high cheekbones.
That's one of the silly things, yes, I believe, that she said. She was listed as Native American. Have you seen Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like...
And I know Native Americans, several, and they don't look anything alike.
Not at all.
No.
Nothing. But she's actually listed as Native American in a National Law School Directory of Faculty, according to the Boston Globe, reported in on the scandal back in 2012. And she's long denied that she used her claims of partial Native American heritage to further her career.
Then why does it keep getting
why
used?
Is it in that? Yeah, why is it in that book? And why is it in that directory, etc.?
Yeah.
And then during the 2020 campaign cycle, I think she was pushed pretty hard to do a DNA test. And somebody probably gave her some bad advice and said, look, chances are some is going to show up.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be some. So, you know.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And.
Whoops.
Yeah. And it turns out that she has lower than the average. I mean, the average citizen who doesn't think or know they have any Native American blood, she has even less than the average.
She's almost anti-Native American.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the term for that when you're stealing someone else's
she sure didn't mind doing
authenticity
that,
or whatever?
No.
Nope.
Hypocrite.
Yeah. The Democrats, of course, attack Trump for the way that he, in their eyes, allegedly treated President Zelensky.
Oh, my goodness. The comparison between Friday and last night?
Well, Zelensky, I mean, first of all, he agreed. I said this before. It'd be like, you know, you and your boss agreed, like, on a new contract. And, you know, he wants to say cheers in the staff meeting. And then you come out and you go, well, no, I didn't agree to that. That's going to take somebody by surprise when, look, you give your word.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard to believe, but there are still some places in the world where that should carry some gravitas.
Yep.
If you want to call yourself a leader and you can't agree to something and then follow through, what a lack of commitment. And we're sending the guy billions of dollars,
right,
and he can't look you straight in the eye and tell the truth? Yeah. And then they he'll never come back to the peace table now. He'll never go. Well, first of all, there was no talk of peace under the Biden administration. None. Second of all, he's already back. And in fact, he's already stated in his own letter he sent to the president.
The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Nobody wants peace more than the Ukrainians, he said. My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts.
There you go.
Take that, Democrats, who talked him out of accepting the first negotiated mineral deal, apparently. And then he said he's got President Trump name on there under his negotiation. Yep. Does he deserve credit for this? Abso-positively-lutely. All those things. In the affirmative.
I'm trying to spell that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It's also Ash Wednesday. We also have plenty of things that we want to get to, so don't go anywhere. We're 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Just listen to some of the appalling waste we have already identified. $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars for illegal aliens. $45 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender. This is real. $32 million for a left-wing propaganda operation in Moldova. $10 million for male circumcision in Mozambique. $20 million for the Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. It's a program. $20 million for a program. $1.9 billion to recently created Decarbonization of Homes Committee, headed up, and we know she's involved. Just at the last moment, the money was passed over by a woman named Stacey Abrams. Have you ever heard of her? A $3.5 million consulting contract for lavish fish monitoring. $1.5 million for voter confidence in Liberia. $14 million for social cohesion in Mali. $59 million for illegal alien hotel rooms in New York City. He's a real estate developer. He's done very well. $250,000 to increase vegan local climate action innovation in Zambia. $42 million for social and behavior change in Uganda. $14 million for improving public procurement in Serbia. $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia. Asia is doing very well with learning. You know what we're doing. Should use it ourselves. And $101 million for DEI contracts at the Department of Education. The most ever paid. Nothing even like it. Under the Trump administration, all of these scams, and they're far worse, but I didn't think it was appropriate to talk about them. They're so bad. Many more have been found out and exposed and swiftly terminated by a group of very intelligent, mostly young people, headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it. We found hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud.
That was President Trump last night in a joint address to Congress. And how can you argue with DOGE when you find out some of this absolutely absurd and fraudulent spending that had been done under the Biden administration, and I'm sure probably previous to that? I mean, this kind of thing has been going on for a long time. And, you know, people would put out, like, information or books even of some stuff that, you know, would appear in the budgets, and, you know, everybody would laugh about it. Well, when you're talking about all of this and you add it together, it's not really a laughing matter at all. And think about the people who work hard and they do their due diligence and send their tax dollars in like they're supposed to do. And then to find out these people are wasting so much money. But yet they'll find the Democrats will. One little thing that maybe DOGE didn't get right or something like that, and they'll make a big deal about it. Trump just outlined, those are just some of the numbers, and they are incredible. Just when you think the left couldn't really stoop any lower, I mean, the Democrats couldn't applaud anything, including a 13-year-old cancer survivor that wants to be a police officer. And MSNBC host Nicole Wallace took the opportunity to twist and turn that story into something negative. She said, let's just stick with DJ. That's the young boy's name. I mean, I think if there was a moment where your whole body could relax and you could celebrate someone, it was the 13-year-old cancer survivor who would like to be a police officer. It was a genuinely beautiful moment. But the moment we're probably most familiar with. Problem is, in the beauty of that child is the tragedy of the Trump presidency. Because, well, we don't know how he survived pediatric cancer, but it's likely he benefited from some sort of cancer research. And it's a fact that Trump has slashed cancer research. It's a fact, eliminating NIH, and by all the cuts, pediatric cancer trials are halted. So somehow she attached that to that. Okay. Then she goes even further. Yeah. Yeah. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life, Nicole Wallace said, as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. What? Yeah. Only somebody from MSNBC could take the uplifting, heart-tugging story of a 13-year-old boy overcoming pediatric cancer, where he was basically given a death sentence, 5 months to live. And that was 6 years ago. And he survived. And he wants to be a cop. And they had him in a cop uniform. And then the president said, I'm going to make you an honorary member of the Secret Service.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. But somehow, somebody like these people are so, they're so ugly.
Yeah.
Really are ugly human beings. Nicole Wallace could twist that around and make it into something that has to do with cancer research or the suicide of cops related to J6.
Unreal. Unreal.
It's interesting. In other words, you know, the one area where you'd say, hey, you guys should have been applauding this. This was, I guess, her sort of after-the-fact defense of Democrats. Now, the fact of the matter is, they didn't clap for anything, regardless of whether it was political or partisan or not. The only time they clapped was when the president talked about aid to Ukraine. That's it. No human interest story seemed to interest them. Okay. Keep doing what you're doing, please. Keep doing what you're doing. President Trump also doubled down on his proposal to make loan payments tax deductible for American-made cars. Well, we'll see if that pans out. It's 9:28 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Good upbeat positive thoughts that I know you can share with us. That's coming up. More headlines, more information, and more from the great speech given by President Trump last night on 97.3 The Sky.
And I also want to make interest payments on car loans tax deductible, but only if the car is made in America. And by the way, we're going to have growth in the auto industry like nobody's ever seen. Plants are opening up all over the place. Deals are being made. never seen. That's a combination of the election win and tariffs. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? That, along with our other policies, will allow our auto industry to absolutely boom. It's going to boom. Spoke to the majors today, all three, the top people, and they're so excited. In fact, already numerous car companies have announced that they will be building massive automobile plants in America, with Honda just announcing a new plant in Indiana, one of the largest anywhere in the world.
He was on a absolute tear last night. It was one of the longest speeches ever, but it went by very quickly, and it was really upbeat. There were some pull-at-your-heartstrings moments, like when he named a wildlife refuge after a young girl who was brutally murdered by illegals, it's alleged, and he did that. Young man, DJ, 13 years old, wants to grow up to be a law enforcement officer. He was told 6 years ago he wasn't going to grow up, that he had 5 months to live. But he's battled his way through it, and the president made him an honorary member of the Secret Service. It's and the president just absolutely, if it was a concert, he just hit every note perfectly. And the Democrats, well, they didn't really have an answer. They sat on their hands. They wouldn't clap even for things like those kids getting things named after them or being awarded with, you know, an honorary thing. That's not partisan, but yet the Democrats still, like a bunch of sourpusses, just sat there. And they looked, I don't know what you'd call it. They're just not happy. Not happy people, for sure. And they just don't seem to be happy when the business of the American people is getting done. Because that's what's occurring. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, you got a knucklehead. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, you know, I thought that he would, you know, kind of fold up and, you know, lay low.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best.
It's always been to do, you know, the right thing. As most, you know, knuckleheads know. Certainly. This is what he said. The problem in 2024 was not enough Americans believed that we as Democrats or Vice President Harris and myself were on their side, and we are. Our policies are popular. But that didn't resonate.
Wait, can you give us that quote again?
Our policies are popular.
Okay, popular.
They're popular, but okay, they just didn't resonate.
Wait, but if they didn't resonate with people, then they're not popular.
Well,
because if they didn't resonate, they're basically ignoring them.
I mean, let's let kids decide whether they want to be mutilated in the name of some gender care baloney. Do you think that's popular? Because it's not. And these are issues that they polled. I want to say at most, the most they ever polled is like 18% are favorable about that, really, that whole transgender issue, really. 18%. So what were these popular policies that they had? Open borders?
Very popular with illegals.
But not very popular with the average American.
Yeah. No, no.
Well, the direction the economy was headed in, was that a popular thing?
No, people actually complained about that a lot.
What about inflation?
No, they complained about that a lot.
Well, so I'm not sure what policies that Tim Walz thinks are popular, but they just didn't resonate. Wow. You know, they've said things like that before, like, you know, we didn't explain it well. Basically, right. What it comes down to is, Americans, or at least Democrat voters, are just a little too slow to catch on to, you know, our far advanced progressive ideology, which, of course, really means you are crazy nutbags and you're pretty alone in that bubble. but they don't recognize it. Instead, well, they blame it on their followers or their would-be followers. There's not as many following anymore, is there? I mean, the co-host of the show on MSNBC that was talking to Tim Walz said, is there anything you learned out on the campaign trail last year that you could apply to how Democrats respond tonight and in the days ahead to this Trump agenda? Walz said, yeah, look, Donald Trump's a showman. This is a dog and pony show tonight. He's not going to lay out anything that improves the lives of Minnesotans, but he fills in the space. Well, you don't think by increasing border security and deporting murderers, rapists, burglars, etc., wouldn't make the people in Minnesota, just like every other state, safer? In fact, I know that there were illegal immigrants that have been apprehended in Minnesota that committed serious felonies. Does he not know that? He says, I think the thing I learned is we have to go into every space, because what was clear is not enough Americans believe that we as Democrats, we're on their side. Yep. President Trump's going to go out there tonight, and he's going to get cheers from a bunch of lapdogs that'll kiss his boots.
Wow.
The same people who won't go to see their constituents because what they know is firing veterans from the VA is not a good idea. Putting tariffs on farmers, not a good idea. Cutting the folks who are trying to reduce the risk of highly pathogenic avian influenza, not a good idea. So I think the thing I learned is we need to be in every space, everywhere. Saturday night, I was up in Helena, Montana. Look, we've got to take that message because we got to believe ourselves that our message is about improving the lives of middle-class folks. But the bottom line, Tim, is that you're not. A policy of an open border doesn't improve the lives of anybody, including legal immigrants, including the poor in your community, the less educated. It hurts them. It hurts their ability to rent a place. It hurts their ability to get a job. And then when they get that job, the rate of pay is lower because of the availability of very cheap labor. And the middle class, it impacts them too. And what about the crime that I talked about? People don't deserve at least an attempt to have some level of security. I know you enjoy top security around you, and you certainly did while you were running as wanting to be the vice president. The average American doesn't have a group of people surrounding them and protecting them. Some of these basic things, I guess they just don't understand. Now, maybe what he meant was the policies that they present, you know, are popular, but just didn't resonate. Maybe he spent too much time in China, where maybe some of those things would be popular, which, come to think of it, no, they probably wouldn't be.
No.
Isn't it odd that you're so in love with this country of China that Tim Walz was and went there so many times, and yet, philosophically, if you spewed any of your baloney that you believe in on those streets in China,
oh no,
you never would have made it back here to the U.S. Isn't that ironic?
It is.
That the very stuff that you push and pursue and spew here in America, you would never have the courage to even talk about out loud in China.
But look at a lot of the things on the left. Would they go to the Middle East and talk about those things? No. No.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, do you think that Middle Eastern countries are going to protect the rights of, say, gay individuals?
Pick any of your alphabet stuff there. They're not going for any of that.
No.
You tend to have your head cut off or fall off buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that, yeah.
Except in, well, there's one Middle Eastern country where you could live and let live.
Yeah, where's that?
Israel.
Oh, they don't like Israel, though.
Hmm.
Ironic, huh?
Moronic, too.
Hey, what a coincidence.
All right. Are you ready? It's your turn. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts that you want to share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Call now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it's another day in paradise, although you might be experiencing a little sprinkle right now. Be careful. But it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now 877-975-9825. And let's go to Mr. G. What's making you smile?
I just wanted to say to you two gentlemen, you are so articulate and so studied, and you make me smile. And thank you so much for your show and your extensive understanding of what's really going on in this world. Thank you.
Wow. That was nice. I thank you, Uncle G. I mean, Mr. G.
Thank you, though, really. We appreciate
that. We do. Let's go to Pete. What's making you smile?
Today is Ash Wednesday, and this morning, for the first time since I was a boy, I went to church and got ashes on my forehead. And it's kind of an interesting feeling, and I know that my little Italian grandmother would be very happy if she saw me right now.
Aww,
thank you, guys.
That's sweet.
Oh.
That is nice.
Pete, all I wanted you to do was just to go to church once in a while.
Be a good boy.
Come on.
Hey.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile is the perfect weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. We don't need heat. We don't need AC. And we're not sure if it's going to rain. It's raining a little bit. It's just like sometimes cloudy. And it's like, it's just perfect weather time here. It's before the scorch.
Yeah.
When you complain about the weather during this time of year, you ain't seen nothing. Because, and it's a slow burn, We ramp up to it.
Yep.
And by August, about the middle of August, you're going, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
And then you forget, in Florida, it's not a typical summer. Like, it's going to end at the end of August.
No.
Doesn't matter what Memorial Day and Labor Day say.
That's just the calendar.
September is going to fry your... butt wax.
And that'll hurt. Hey, big shout out to everybody that had a chance to meet, and they send their hellos, by the way, Bob.
What?
The Gainesville Jeepers.
They asked about me?
Yes.
Aw, thank you.
Yes, they did. And so I had a chance to hang out with those guys last night. A bunch of Sky listeners love the show, appreciate it. I had a good time. Some cool Jeeps. That was fun, too.
Now, what was the percentage clean versus unclean?
Oh, actually, probably 50-50. Yeah.
Okay.
And nothing was covered in mud, but a couple of them hadn't been washed in a little bit, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had that discussion, so yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. That's good. But appreciate it. One's even in local law enforcement. That was kind of nice to meet another one of our locals. We appreciate that.
I'm gonna try to get out and hang out with the Jeepers.
Yep.
They have a Facebook page.
Yes, they do.
For those that may be interested in that.
Yeah, there's one for Gainesville. There's one, both for Alachua and Marion County. So wherever you happen to be, get involved. Get out there and have some fun with your community.
Well, whatever group Greg is in, they're going to be the coolest, hippest.
Well, there's that.
Or maybe not.
Okay, I had a chance.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. President Trump announced during his joint address last night to Congress that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is ready to negotiate. What? Everybody said that wouldn't happen. The letter said, in part, my team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that's lasts. And he says, regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it any time that is convenient to you. Wow. Is that awesome? You know what that means? The art of the deal is your smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun for today. And it's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great day. See ya.